Now, in the midst of an environmental crisis involving climate change, mass wildlife extinctions, and global warming, it's easy for us to start picturing the end of the world as we know it. Now, it's not necessarily a cheery thought, but we've got Alison Groves with us, who is curator of the Japan Foundation's Eco Anxiety, Holding a Deep Breath, in the studio here today to tell us about how art can convey our deepest fears about our changing planet. Welcome to the show, Alison.
G'day. Thanks so much for having me, Mick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you as well. Really interesting idea for an exhibition, this. Mm. And obviously it's called Eco Anxiety, Holding a Deep Breath. Mm. Can you explain to us what eco-anxiety is?
Yeah, sure. So, to be fair, it is quite a new concept, and it's only emerged in our research context in the last couple of years. But essentially, as we've seen the rise in awareness about climate change and ecological disasters and catastrophes rising, there's also been a parallel awareness of mental health issues, in particular the conditions around anxiety. And this term, eco-anxiety, is where those two conditions meet. So it refers to people who have a state of panic or anxiety in relation to ecological disaster or ecological change. And that can manifest differently for different people, but at different levels. So this exhibition kind of picks up on those ideas and looks at the more intimate relationships that we might have with ecological change. And rather than giving kind of statistical-based solutions or strategies or scientific data, it gives that more personal texture of how we might feel and think, and also construct hope.
Well, that's so important. I was going to say that, because obviously anxiety brings about sort of the feeling of no hope,
absolutely.
Well, you know, and especially climate change, things like that. It's hard to see how we can get through this and survive.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
right.
So many massive changes going on, but how is the exhibition sort of conveying that
idea
as well
of hope?
As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Well, to be honest, so there are four different contributing artists, and they each kind of tackle this in different ways. So maybe I should just go through and describe some of the works.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So first up on the bill is Hiromi Tango, who's an amazing Japanese artist living up in Tweed Heads, and Hiromi really brings an intensely personal narrative into her work. She has complex mental health conditions, including anxiety experiences, and she weaves these into, like, quite literally weaves. She's a textile-based artist.
Oh,
right. she builds these into her community-engaged practices to talk about her personal experiences and fears around the environment. But she does this through promoting conversations, and she says that the key to positive mental health management is promoting empathy. Mm. And empathy is that kind of thread that picks up on the hope side. So works like Ken and Julia Yonatani's video, it's an electromicroscopic view of stomata, which, recalling back year 10 biology class, is the plant cell which kind of photosynthesizes and exhales oxygen. And they've enlarged this. They've worked with scientists in a Blue Mountains laboratory and constructed this beautiful video using these images and animated them so that you can kind of, it anthropomorphizes the plant cell to being something that's very human-like and breathing. Oh. And it kind of highlights our codependency on plants and breath and this kind of dialogue through breath. And that subtitle of Holding a Deep Breath kind of tries to pick up on that idea that the breath, like when you're anxious, the breath is something that gets baited and short and clipped. But holding a deep breath is kind of like holding it to calm down, but also kind of like holding it in a moment of panic. So how that breath is held and where it goes and how it's channeled next is kind of the way we can kind of connect and communicate with the environment and each other.
Really interesting way of putting describing it. Now, you're mentioning that this is a Japanese, she lives up in, what was it, Queensland?
Tweed Heads, yeah, Tweed just Heads. On the border.
Yeah, on the border. But this is a collaboration done by the Japan Foundation
of
Japanese artists who have got a connection with Australia.
So there's Ken and Julie Yonatani, who I mentioned. They're both Japanese nationals, but they spent over a decade living and working in the Blue Mountains, which is actually where I'm from, so I've got a bit of soft spot for them. And then also Yumi Umi Umare, great surname. Yeah. stage name, good one for Japanese speakers. But Yumi's spent over 20 years living in Australia, and she's based down in Melbourne, and she's a wonderful Butoh-trained performance artist and dancer. And she gave us an amazing performance at the opening night and also on Saturday. Her work is called Anxiety, and she does this.
T-E-A.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's not one for radio. Really needs to be spelt out. So the Anxiety performance draws on Butoh elements. And Butoh is B-U-T-O-H. It's a Japanese contemporary movement form. It's a kind of falls in a tricky space between dance and theatre and performance art. And it emerged in post-war Japan as kind of the antithesis of dance, which is often celebrating life and celebrating beauty. But Butoh really looks at decay and deterioration and really has a beautiful parallel with this conversation around anxiety and how we can question the other side of our emotional experiences. So she uses Butoh performance, Butoh movement in her performances. But what she does is she pretty much serves the audience tea, but has these really surreal, absurdist engagements with them where she might offer you a blessing around spontaneity or anxiety. And so the idea of a tea ceremony also kind of refers back to the historical Japanese context of a tea ceremony, which was almost as sacred a space as you can get in Japan. You would leave your weapons outside the door, and the door was designed to be so small that you were forced to bow as you enter. So it's kind of a space of humility, and that marks the fact that you're going to have a deep conversation inside that space. So the tea ceremony kind of signifies real talk in a Japanese context. And she's contemporizing this and, you know, ruffling feathers, because tea ceremony is it's a bit like, you know, the CWA's scones or something. That's like, that's some seriously precious territory and you don't want to mess with the recipe.
Yeah, sure.
But also, you know, there's some space for experimentation, and she's really doing an amazing job of taking that into 2017 and giving it some fresh identity.
Fantastic. It's great to see a collaboration between Japan and Australia. I feel like more and more now is a lot of people traveling to Japan and really starting to appreciate the culture as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you think that two cultures sort of are kind of combining well to sort of give a bit of perspective on, you know, the environment as well? I think Japan's always been very conscious of the environment, and maybe Australia can learn a lot from that as well.
Yes. It's an interesting one, because, you know, Japan has a strict awareness with things like, just getting down to the detail of things like recycling. Visitors who've stayed in Japan for a little over a week will have had to engage with the challenges of sorting rubbish.
Oh, they're very serious about recycling.
Right down to the bottle caps in the right bin and stuff like that. So on that level, like on an everyday level, there does seem to be just a respect for objecthood and a respect for space. And that means that, you know, the streets are clean. But when we're talking about a global scale, initiatives for awareness and change, you know, Australia, we are actually remarkably politically active in different ways. And places like Japan, the political activity around ecological change is a lot slower and much more cautious. So in terms of a policy level, there are some differences. But at the individual level, which is the space, the territory that this exhibition speaks in, I think there is a strong resonance. And a lot of younger Japanese people that I speak to do express a genuine fear and anxiety around things like nuclear issues and earthquakes as well, which is obviously not something tied to climate change, but a natural disaster nevertheless, which causes a lot of fear in the everyday.
I must admit, I've been to Japan a couple of times and I sort of am always conscious that
an earthquake
can happen at any time, you know, and it's such a earthquake prone area.
Absolutely.
And whilst I didn't really get anxiety about it, it was definitely something that I thought about and went, actually, I almost sort of want to be an earthquake, because I've never felt one before, but maybe not a big one, you know.
Just a baby one might be okay.
Well, fantastic. So we can find the Eco Anxiety exhibition called Holding a Deep Breath. It's on at level 4 of Central Park over in Chippendale, completely free, and it started last Friday. How has the space been utilised up there?
Yeah, so we've got the video, large video installation and some photo documentation, video performance documentation, and a sculpture work by the lovely Hiromi Tango.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some jackets by Kotsuke Tsumura. So it's a fashion design response to this whole condition, and it's a project that was started with Issey Miyake, which for the fashionistas listening is a familiar name.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the puffer jackets, which are kind of these inventories for survival, and also the performance, which has now ended. But if you are interested in performance or movement and this kind of space, please check out the website, because we actually have a free workshop happening this Saturday. It's exploring body weather and buto with the amazing Tess De Quincey, and that's also a Japanese movement practice.
Right.
The workshop is free, and it's from 11:30 a.m. till 1, and I think we've still got a handful of spaces available, so if you're interested.
Indeed, jump on to jpf.org.au /events/eco-anxiety, and all the information can be on there. We'll pop a link on our webpage as well.
Cheers.
Look, fantastic. So, thanks so much for coming in and having a chat about it. I'll have to run across the road and check it out after
this. Yeah, please do. Come in your lunch break.
Yeah. Alison, thanks so much for coming in to tour us here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.